In the U.S. cities of New York and Tempe, pro-Palestinian people and activists have held rallies on the occasion of the International Quds Day. Here's more.
Occupation is a crime!
Occupation is a crime!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine! Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Occupation is a crime!
Occupation is a crime!
Palestine! Free, free Palestine!
Last Friday of Ramadan is the day that the late Imam Khomeini announced to be the day that we stand for justice in Palestine.
I'm here today supporting the Palestinian brothers and sisters in their cause against the Zionist regime and in opposition to the tyrannical system that is in place in their homeland.
I'm here to stand in solidarity with the people of Palestine and the oppressed people of the world. The United States has a war-based economy. We are a new form of empire.
Well, I'm with a group called Jews for Palestinian Right of Return, and we're here to express our support for the Palestinian people in their struggle against a racist, settler colonial apartheid regime.
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine and end the occupation were among the many slogans chanted by participants in a Washington, D.C. rally to show solidarity with the Palestinian people. Marking the International Quds Day, organizers condemned the Israeli occupation of Palestinian territories and called for freedom of all people in the Holy Land.
We're demanding a peaceful dismantlement of the Israeli state that was both based on racism and apartheid and has continued that a legacy till this day for the past 70 years almost. And we want a society which is, allows the freedom of speech and movement for both the Jewish and Muslim and Christian communities and everyone else who lives there, and allows everyone the same freedoms and lets everyone's voices be heard.
Jewish clergy also took part in the rally, stressing that the Torah forbids the occupation of any land.
The Israeli government do against the occupation, and to express, to show for everything that this is not a religious conflict. They don't have the right to speak in the name of our Torah, in the name of religious, because Judaism is not a religious movement. Judaism is a religious, it's not a nationalism, and they try to confirm it as a nationalism, and they try to claim in the name of the Torah that this land belongs to them, and in fact it's a lie. Jews are exiled by God, and we're not allowed by our Torah to own any land. We have to be in exile until the coming of Messiah.
Meanwhile, Americans who were recently introduced to the Israeli atrocities in Gaza and the West Bank blame the world for turning its back on the Palestinians who have been treated unjustly.
I try to be as in solidarity with Palestine as I can, because you learn about the facts, and the lack of justice, it's mind-boggling to me. I can't wrap my head around how this is allowed in our global systems.
Israel commits human rights violations against the Palestinian people on a daily basis. Tel Aviv also continues its settlement construction and expansion, preventing Palestinian development.
Muslims and non-Muslims have closed ranks here in the U.S. to highlight the suffering of the Palestinian people and denounce the Israeli regime for its oppression and brutality. Eliane Khamisi, Press TV, Washington.